Happy holidays and happy new year. Happy holidays and happy new year. Hey, what's going on, my yayas? Merry Christmas. I'm coming to you all. For some that are listening to this right when it comes out, it's the Monday, December 23rd. But for everyone else that may be listening, this is happening on Christmas Eve 2019. Oh my gosh, this year has gone by so fast and so much has transpired, and I am grateful to you all for listening to Black Trans and Beautiful. So grateful for you all listening to Unwanted and supporting my Patreon content. That means so freaking much to me. It really does. So, I just want to tell you all I love you so much, and y'all really do mean the world to me. Like, I really don't take it for granted that y'all listen to me rant and rave and talk trash and tell you all about different things happening on in the queer, the black, and the trans communities, and just talking in general. And I must say, one of the highlights of this year for me has really been releasing my single Unwanted, creating new audio dramas, and just living and finding my voice. And I love you all so much. It means so much to me. And as you all know, every year I go on a break. And it happens at different times. So, and this year I did take a break and I returned back in March. Well, I'm going to have to do a little bit of self-care. And self-care is very important. You have got to do self-care. You never can be a creative and not take care of yourself. Because sometimes when you're creating, your focus shifts a lot. And sometimes you have to recenter and refocus. That's how it is with anybody. Like Beyonce will tell you, honey, I need to recenter. I need to refocus. I need to regroup. And there may be other areas of your life that you may need attention. And while we're speaking on self-care, self-care during this holiday season is very important as well. So, after a word from our sponsors and some church announcements, I'm going to come back with some tips for self-care during the holiday season, especially for those of us that have to work and that have lives and that are dealing with families and stuff. And I'm going to give you some tips as well. And if you have tips for me that you would like for me to share on this podcast, or if you just have some tips, tweet me, okay? Tweet me, all right? Tweet me at BTransBPodcast, and we'll go from there. So here's a word from our sponsors. Love, love, and be free from the priestess. Smooches. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Jingle bells and
What's up, everybody? The holidays are right around the corner, and I know you are looking for the perfect gift. Well, honey, I have the perfect gift for you. Coming to you from crochet artist and private instructor Dwayne L. Washington. Honey, you better get you some cake by Dwayne. Honey, when I tell you, he has the best crochet art, crochet designs. You can get crochet jock straps for you and your significant other. I just got my crochet earrings in a nice holiday blue color, which is my favorite color. Honey, I'm telling you, Dwayne is putting his foot in this crochet, honey. So, if you're on Etsy, you go to Etsy and look up Cake by Dwayne, Poshmark, Cake by Dwayne, and Twitter at Cake by _ Dwayne. Everything is in my show notes. And what does Cake stand for? It stands for Crocheted Artistic Creation Enterprise. Let's support this black business, honey. Support, support, support. Check him out. You won't regret this. Girl, I'm telling you, I'm rocking my earrings now as we speak, honey. And when I go to the holiday party, the girls are going to be envious dwelling because I'm wearing Cake by Dwayne. Get into it, honey.
Hi,
Topaz James here. What do you do when your man says,
"Babe, it's me, not you. I think it's time for us to let things go."
And he does it via text message. What a way to leave a girl leaving and feeling unwanted. As I make this journey with my friends, Denzel, Sharla, and Tennille, I'm gonna get through this phase of being unwanted. AJ won't know what hit him when he see me blossom. Damn, he just had to make me feel unwanted. Check out my story, Unwanted, now available on vocal.media, as well as the audio drama on Patreon, Ko-Fi, and Podbean. Love ya.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that word from my sponsors, and especially Cake by Duane. Y'all, if y'all seen some of my pictures, oh my gosh, the crochet earrings are the bomb diggity. Y'all go check him out. Poshmark Cake by Duane. He's on Twitter, cake_by_Duane. Y'all go check this brother out. He is phenomenal. And I love supporting other business owners, especially black queer business owners. And also, if you are in the DMV, the DC, Maryland, Virginia, Baltimore areas, hit your girl up because I sell Mary Kay products. We have facial masks, all kind of materials to help your skin keep that effervescent glow, okay? So hit me up, get in my DMs, get in my inbox, btransbpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll love you forever for it, honey. And just tell me what you need, or we can meet and have us a girls' night with some wine, darling, and you know what? We can commiserate about life and have a makeup party. How does that sound? And that's leading into what I want to talk about, self-care for the holidays. You know, for some of us, the holidays can be very strenuous, especially for those of us that have jobs, that are working, that may not be around supportive family members, or we may not be able to see our families, even if they are supportive, or, you know, with seasonal depression that a lot of us deal with, it's a struggle at times. It's a struggle at times. And that's one thing that, you know, we often do. You know, we struggle at times, and it's difficult at times. It's difficult at times. And one of the tips that I urge you for self-care is don't be scared to take you some you time. If you can, have a movie night to yourself, or even have a night to where it's just you and your creative process and your thought processes. For me, I like creating podcasts and doing music, although I need to get back on my music grind as far as just playing for the fun of it. And I think so many times, like for us in life, things happen that takes the joy out of what we do, and it takes that time to reconnect. And I urge you all, if you pray, meditate, chant, or whatever you do, use that as a way for you to self-care and complete your self-care. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And that will help you so much. And if y'all are concerned about the quality of this podcast, I'm recording on my mobile device because that's quick and easy for me right now. So you're going to hear a little bit of movement. And this is a very grassroots podcast, so work with me here, y'all. I am not a big supernatural podcaster just yet, but I'm still getting there. And with your support and sharing, liking, and commenting, it helps me to grow, okay? Okay, then. Now, as I was talking about self-care, self-care is very important. And for me, I self-care, and I'm not making this about me when I say this, I self-care because I deal with depression and anxiety, and sometimes it does get the best of me. And like I said, sometimes in life we begin to get too busy to where we begin to lose sight of things that really take priority. And self-care helps us to evaluate and even help us to work on ourselves. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to work on ourselves. And there is no shame in working on you. Let me repeat. There is no shame in working on you. I don't understand why people want to shame people or get mad when people say, hey, I need some time for myself. I need to get me together. And even though you may have a brand, like I said before, Beyonce, Keisha Cole, Rihanna, Summer Walker, she had to step away from the limelight in order for her to get the necessary care for herself. And that's necessary for you to step away. And especially during the holiday season, if you have family members that cross boundaries in a way that makes you uncomfortable, one of the things that you can do, I'm going to tell you, you can do this, and you can tell them the priest said that you can do this, okay, is you don't actually have to be around your family. If you have a support group or supportive friends that love you for who you are, surround yourself with people that you know are going to embrace you, that are going to love on you and love you, and, you know, not make it feel like your existence is in vain. You know, it's difficult enough as it is during this holiday season for trans people. And I just want you all to really, really be happy. And even if you have to go to therapy, I'm finding out that therapy is one of my best friends. It really is one of my best friends right now. Speaking of which, I have a session tomorrow. I actually forgot about it. Well, no, I didn't forget about it. But you know, in the hustle and bustle, being too busy, we forget about ourselves. For real, we forget about ourselves. And we forget about what's important. And one thing I must say is that for me right now in this journey that I'm on in my life, I'm in a place to where I, in certain areas, it is lacking. I'm just going to be real with y'all. It is lacking because I allowed it to lack, but I'm in a place of rebuilding myself. And it's a struggle at times. It's a struggle. And it's hard at times, you know. And sometimes it takes us a healing process, you know, in order to get where we need to get. So, you know, I want you all to just be happy. And another area of self-care is being mindful of your diet and exercise. That is important for self-care. Like, I will advise anyone, if you are dealing with an issue right now, and I want you to really just, you know, examine your diet. Are you eating healthily? Are you eating as you need to? Or are you drinking too much? Are you partaking in too many drugs? And I'm not knocking anyone, you know, because for a lot of us, it can be a challenge in even getting out of our low spot. And sometimes we use certain substances and things to cope. And you have to, what is the word that I want to say? You have to fight sometimes. You really have to fight. You really have to fight, you know, in order to get to a high place, to get back into a better place, because you don't want your life to be just stuck in a settled place. And that happens sometimes. We settle too much, or we allow ourselves to be comfortable in certain places. And that's where I'm at. And someone and I had a conversation, and they were concerned about me because I'm in a place, as I go through this transition, as I go through different vicissitudes of life, it's been difficult, and dealing with depression and mental illness. Yes, I'm in a different place, but sometimes getting rid of that mindset, getting rid of places, people, and things, you know. And it really says a lot. But You'll be able to make it, you know. And I do believe that when I moved to DC, you know, I had to put physical distance between a lot of the hell that I've been through, even some family. And sometimes it's difficult because you've been around it for so long. But I'm determined I'm going to make it. So, but there's a book that I saw that I am going to advise you all to read as I'm reading it. And I'm going to talk about it in a later podcast called Leaving Lodabar. And I'm going to start reading it during my break time. And I'm praying that this will be something invigorating for me. So, but one thing that I do want to leave you all with is that I love you. Here's to a happy holiday and a great and prosperous 2020. And with that being said, I do want to announce as I close this podcast out, I'm going on an extended break. I will be checking in periodically with updates as to when I'm coming back. And the reason why I'm taking this break, I have two other podcasts. I have Naked Colors and Melanated Memoirs, which is my storytelling podcast. And I'm doing a short story series called Elisa's Treasure. And that is good for any time. I want you all to go to Melanated Memoirs and listen to that. You will absolutely love it. I have some new websites coming soon, but everything is going to be released in due time. And I'm sorry for all the background noise, y'all. Sorry, but not sorry. But it's going to be released in due time as I do some other things and refocus. But it is okay to take time to recenter and to recharge yourself. And even if you have to let go of past hurt, you'll be able to do that as well. So, I'm out. Live, love, and be free. Happy holidays and a great, prosperous new year.